Hundreds of worshippers sang as they prayed at Akil Rojo Pentecostal Church near the Customs Market in Juba. Bishop Isaiah Majokdow, General Overseer of Sudan Pentecostal Church, says he and other bishops from the Catholic, Episcopal, Pentecostal and Presbyterian churches appealed to the National Task Force on COVID-19 last week, asking them to relax the ban on religious gatherings. Bishop Dow says church leaders asked the COVID-19 Task Force to allow churches to operate at half of their normal capacity while adhering to other COVID-19 guidelines. Bishop Dow says relaxing the ban on religious gatherings will enable church leaders to create more awareness about the pandemic.
We agree with the measures that have been taken, but we are saying that relaxing these measures is part of actually combating COVID-19. Because the churches are a platform. They are a platform for advocating this thing. And really we do think that the main problem is that people have not been obeying these restrictions.
Bishop Dow says people do not wear face masks in public, and that is where the problem lies. After the government first announced a lockdown in April last year, churches continued to operate because, according to Dow, people find hope and strength in church during this pandemic. But he agrees that South Sudanese must take protection action against the virus.
Whether it is a church that is locked down or any place that is locked down, but we don't keep the procedures, we don't obey them, it will be problematic. Okay, like now in the market, if you go to Konya Konya, you will see people are just walking like that. There should be more to enforce. And this, I think, not the work of government alone, it is all our work, and the churches can be a very big part in that.
Bishop Dow says there are several homes with extended families which could pose a risk, but urged the task force to consider the church as a house of worship and allow it to stay open.
Prayer is like inhaling and exhaling. You're like breathing in and breathing out. It is a part of life. Well, of course, you can do that at home. But if 5-6 people come with their mask on and they keep social distance, you cannot say that you cannot do that here. Because even at home, some of our homes have even 15 to 20 people, so we can keep the same measures here.
Bishop Dow says a total lockdown is not necessary. He says the National Task Force should scientifically mark a specific county or market or state so that people know where most infections are coming from and then target those areas for tougher restrictions. Dr. Loi Thoy, the spokesperson for the Minister of Health and for the National Task Force on COVID-19, says he is not aware of an appeal from the bishops. He says National Task Force will shut down all places of social gathering by force if they do not close on their own.
I want people to act responsibly and adhere to the preventive measures as stated clearly by the Ministry of Health and the technical team responsible for dealing with COVID-19 in the country. But if they don't, then definitely people will be forced. We'll have no option but except to advise the National Task Force to bring in the element of law enforcement, even if it means fining people.
As of yesterday, a total of 4,632 people were confirmed COVID-19 positive in South Sudan since the outbreak in the country. There have been 68 documented deaths. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.